Gen Z traders aren't gambling. 94% avoid leverage bets. Binance published data on July 27, 2026, pushing back on a familiar claim that Gen Z traders are the most reckless cohort in crypto. According to the exchange, only 5.9% of Gen Z trading volume sits in leveraged ETF products. The remaining share, roughly 94%, goes to spot and non-leveraged instruments. The post landed to strong engagement with more than 81,000 views and 75 replies within the first hour, a sign the framing touched a nerve. The young Deegans torching their savings on 50x long story is durable, and data that contradicts it tends to provoke a reaction. The number behind the headline, a 5.9% leverage share, is low. For context, leveraged and inverse ETF products are built for short holding periods and daily rebalancing, and they carry decay risk that makes them poor long-term holds. If a cohort were genuinely dominated by speculation, you would expect that slice to run much higher. Binance is reporting on its own user base, so the figure describes activity on one exchange rather than the entire market. That matters. Leverage in crypto does not only live in ETFs. Perpetual futures, margin trading, and options carry far more directional risk than a leveraged ETF wrapper, and those venues are where the heaviest speculation usually concentrates. A clean 5.9% ETF figure does not rule out Gen Z traders taking leverage elsewhere. Read narrowly, the claim holds. Within leveraged ETF products specifically, Gen Z volume is small. Read as Gen Z does not speculate. It overreaches beyond what a single volume slice can prove. Sentiment sits at odds with the risk-off read. The backdrop makes the timing interesting. As of July 27, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $65,576, up 2.0% on the day, while Ether has climbed 4.8% to $1,969 and Solana sits at $76,80, up 2.6%. Despite the green, the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 39, which lands in fear territory. Prices rising while sentiment stays fearful is the kind of divergence that usually rewards patient spot buyers over leveraged traders, because leverage gets punished by the sharp reversals that fear-driven markets produce. If the Binance data is accurate, Gen Z positioning is aligned with the safer side of that setup, at least on this exchange. The stereotype has always been shaky. The reckless youth narrative rests more on anecdote than on measured behavior. Viral screenshots of blown accounts travel far. The quiet majority stacking small spot positions does not make headlines. Survey and platform data over the past few years has repeatedly shown younger investors favoring dollar-cost averaging and long holds, patterns that look nothing like the day trading caricature. There is also a structural reason younger traders may lean towards spot. Many entered crypto with smaller balances, and leverage amplifies losses on capital you cannot afford to lose. A trader with $500 who understands that a liquidation wipes the position out has a rational reason to stay unleveraged, and that caution reads as prudence rather than boldness. None of this means the cohort is uniformly conservative. A 5.9% average can hide a small group of heavy leverage users offset by a large base of spot-only accounts. Averages flatten distributions, and this one almost certainly does. Practical read for spenders and savers. For anyone using crypto as a spending or savings tool rather than a trading vehicle, the takeaway is straightforward. Unleveraged spot exposure is the base case, and it is what most of a large exchange's youngest users apparently already do. Products that let you hold and spend directly from balances, including many crypto cards, sit closer to that behavior than to speculation. Spending from a self-custodied wallet via non-custodial card options keeps the same low leverage posture while avoiding the counterparty risk that comes with leaving funds on any single exchange. Balances held on a custodial venue can be frozen if that venue faces trouble, a risk unrelated to how you trade. The honest version of the Binance claim is narrow but real. On one large exchange, leveraged ETF products are a small share of Gen Z volume. That is a useful data point against a lazy stereotype. It is not proof that an entire generation has sworn off risk.